And of course, it is this time of a Thursday morning, which can only mean one thing. Michael Jones is in to run us through movie reviews for another week. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess, or should I say buenos dias?
Yeah, we were Googling what good morning in Spanish was about 30 seconds ago, so I can only
assume... Let's not give away the secrets. You've got to pretend that I know the Spanish. You've just blown it all.
Okay, well...
Everyone thinks I'm this cosmopolitan movie guy, and you've just...
I'm sorry. I've lifted the curtain. I'm so sorry. Buenos dias.
Yes. Anyway, we're talking about a film called Everybody Knows, or as they call it in Spanish, Todos la saben.
Cool. You didn't Google that one. You knew that one.
Well, I looked that one up on IMDb, actually. Everybody knows this film. This film stars Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, and Ricardo Darín. They're all Spanish actors. Well, two Spanish actors and an Argentinian actor. But this film is written and directed by Asghar Farhadi. He's an Iranian writer-director, and he's made films like The Salesman and A Separation. They were acclaimed films that he made in Iran. Now, given the names of the two leading actors, though there's no prizes for guessing that Farhadi has made this one in Spain.
Whoa.
Not Iran. So Penelope Cruz plays Laura. She's returning to her hometown outside Madrid with teenage daughter and young son to attend her younger sister's wedding.
Got it.
She's left her husband, Alejandro, played by Ricardo Darín, back in Argentina because of some last-minute, unavoidable business meeting that he had to attend. Now, the three, mother and two children, they stay at Penelope Cruz's older sister's pension, which is struggling. Like, they don't get many customers and it's kind of broken down and, you know...
What's a pension?
A pension. It's like a little hotel.
Hotel, got it.
Spanish.
I don't
hotel.
Speak Spanish. I'm so sorry.
Well, there's always Google Translate.
There is.
Now, this pension is where the wedding of the younger sister will be held. Now, also living in the same town is ex-boyfriend Paco.
Ooh, dun dun dun.
The brooding Javier Bardem, who still has close ties to the family through a winery he purchased from them just a few years back. Anyway, the wedding goes fantastically well. Everyone's having a terrific time until something terrible happens.
I was going to say, a wedding going perfectly well in cinema, I was actually shocked.
Yeah, not too many things like this happen at weddings, but,
okay.
But I don't want to reveal what it is because
okay.
I'll be revealing far too much, which I already have anyway. This results in long-buried secrets and old enmities rising to the surface. Now, if you like stories that you have to peel like an onion, you'll probably like Everybody Knows. Like, there are just so many layers to the story and the characters involved. But if you're familiar with Farhadi's work, like A Separation or The Salesman, this is exactly what you'll be expecting. You'll be expecting sort of excellence. And you'll get it to a degree, but the whole experience felt a little overblown and melodramatic at times. It's like Farhadi was slightly overwhelmed by the presumably much larger budget and more freedom and less censorship that he faced in Spain than he's used to when he's working in Iran. And I think he's just tried to do too much here with this film. It's still pretty clever, and it's always good to see Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem on screen together, but they're just on screen for about 20 minutes too long. And this film kind of runs out of puff well before the end. Look, everybody knows Asghar Farhadi does his best work in Farsi, I'm afraid.
Ooh. So good overall?
Oh, pretty good, but, you know.
Just a bit too long.
Just a bit too long, yeah, and a bit too overblown. Yeah.
Amazing. You said onions and layers about halfway through. My mind went straight to Shrek. Sorry.
When I think of onions, I think of Tony Abbott. But... Let's move on to another film called The Sisters Brothers. This is an unusual film. Even though it's in English, it will be screening at the French Film Festival over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I'll explain.
My question was why?
Yes, I'll explain. It stars John C. Reilly, Joaquin Phoenix, Jake Gyllenhaal and Riz Ahmed. It's co-written and directed by Jacques Audiard. There's your French connection.
Hey.
He'd made films like Rust and Bone and A Prophet. Now, The Sisters Brothers is a quirky Western based on the novel by Patrick DeWitt. It's directed by a Frenchman and was filmed in Europe, but stars three Americans and a Pakistani Brit.
Very multicultural.
It is. Now, John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix, they play brothers Eli and Charlie Sisters. They work as debt collectors and hitmen for a man called the Commodore.
Ooh.
In the credits, it says the Commodore is played by Rutger Hauer, but I don't think he actually says a single word in the film. It's kind of odd, but I think he came on board this film as a producer as well. Anyway, the Commodore wants the brothers to track down, kill and steal prospector Herman Kermit Worm's gold prospecting technique.
Now, Herman Kermit, what a name.
Herman Kermit Worm. He's played by Riz Ahmed. Now, this seems like a simple enough job for the brothers who are, you know, who pretty much kill people for a living. But the Commodore has also sent another hired gun after Worm called John Morris, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, John Morris has an epiphany and decides that rather than handing over Herman Kermit Worm to the sisters' brothers, he wants to go into business with him and
makes
prospect for gold and make lots of money. So what are the sisters' brothers to do? They're in a bit of a quandary. Join up as well, or do they torture and kill Herman Kermit Worm and take the gold prospecting technique back to the Commodore?
These are the questions I ask myself in my daily life.
There are many questions in this film. Now, if the westerns made in Italy and Spain in the 60s and 70s were spaghetti westerns, would this be a camembert or a coq au vin or a souffle western?
I'm so much more into it than I was 30 seconds ago. Now,
it's probably not a souffle western, because even though the film does have many lighter, oddball moments, it does contain some fairly brutal violence and attempts to tackle some deeper philosophical questions about brotherly bonds and man's obsession with violence as a tool to facilitate a favourable outcome when perhaps there might be a better way of doing things. And what do you do when you want to stop killing?
Oh, again, a question I ask myself every day.
Now, these are all interesting themes. If they hadn't been covered before in just about every other Western you've ever seen, films like Unforgiven or Pale Rider or even The Magnificent Seven, I could go on and just keep naming Westerns. There's really not that much new here except some quirky dialogue and characterisations from the four leads to really keep the viewer interested in this kind of slow plotter of a film. It's just not as clever as it thinks it is, and I just couldn't relate to the sisters' brothers.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.